there. Welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, here with Rach Gamis.
Hi, glad that you could join us.
Today, we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
Young dancers from the List Alfonso Dance Cuba, the LADC, have won 8 Diamond Awards and other prizes in the 2019 International Active Dance Competition in Panama. Considered the most important dance competition in Panama, International Active Dance takes place at the Megapolis Convention Center in the capital. No other school has achieved such a feat in the previous 11 editions of this Central American nation's most relevant dance contest, to top all of its pieces with the highest award, since in this contest, the diamond is higher than the gold medal.
Liz Alfonso, the director of the company, declared, "We work not to win in a contest. We work to win in life, and we always compete against ourselves." She advocates the full development of artistic talent and encourages in her school the fusion style, which combines elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and dissimilar popular dances.
The key to success will be always to gather talent, conditions, will, discipline, and have goals in life. What do you want to achieve? The teacher asks, convinced of her own response. Alfonso has known how to project herself in her country and abroad. She started with a small company in 1991, and over the years she has opened the style Diapason, that's the style, got a premise in the historic center of Havana and created her school together with an interesting social project.
For this work, she and her team received the International Spotlight Award for Arts and Humanities, granted in the United States by the White House in 2016 and given by the then First Lady Michelle Obama.
Many are the sites that exist in the western province of Pinar del Río and make it a must-visit for national and foreign tourists. But without a doubt, the once Guash Palace, currently the Museum of Natural History, Tranquilino Sandalio de Noda, is a reference point for its architecture.
Yes, located in the most central street of the city, José Martí, the installation surprises you with its eclecticism, which dates back to 1914, the date on which its designer and builder, Francisco Guash Ferrer, completed the work as a gift for his wife. Multifaceted man, able to manage his time between gynecology, sculpture, and poetry, he conceived of a building with its very own style and almost impossible to define. Some studies consider that he used in his own way dissimilar cultures, mixing those of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the Gothic, the Romanesque, Islamic, Egyptian, Byzantine, and Muslim.
Seahorses, toads, gargoyles, winged monsters are part of the decorative figures on the palace and endowing it with its unique attraction. Since March the 8th, 1979, the Guash Palace has been the Museum of Natural History Tranquilino Sandalio de Noda, in remembrance the personage considered a forerunner of science in Western Cuba.
The place was originally conceived with 8 exhibition halls that exhibited the most representative both of Cuban fauna and also exotic specimens. In addition, a central courtyard to contain native vegetation and prehistoric animals on a natural scale, according to specialists. Undoubtedly, Guash Palace, as many locals still name it, constitutes a living legend in the heart of the city of Pinar del Río.
One of the precursors of the feminist movement in Cuba, the Swiss Enriqueta Faves, inspired the artist José Villa Soberón to create a sculpture dedicated to the distinguished woman. V.S. Oberon, National Prize for Plastic Arts in 2008, is the author of about 20 monumental sculptures located in cities of Cuba, Spain, and Mexico. His small format works are part of important collections in about 20 countries and stand out for his work as a teacher.
The project, financed by the Swiss Embassy in the Caribbean nation, has been promoted by the Cuban historian Julio César González Pajés, author of the book To Walk Dressed as a Man, published in 2012 by the Editorial de la Mujer. González Pajés says that the impact of Enriqueta Faves has managed to inspire other artists who also made her story his own.
Such as Fernando Pérez and Laura Casador, standing out with the movie Insumisas, and Rolando Almirante with the documentary Enriqueta and Adela. The investigation for the book began in the 1990s, while the anthropologist also looked for information on suffragettes and discovered Enriqueta.
After 16 years of inquiry, the book saw the light of day and vindicated a figure who challenged the hegemonic power and from whom virtually nothing survives, not even her body, since the cemetery where she was buried in New Orleans was damaged by the Hurricane Katrina in 2005. There is not a plaque that remembers her, neither in front of the door of her native house in the Swiss city of Lausanne, nor in any of the many places where she once passed through, Julio César González Pajés says.
Cuba and other Latin American nations are enriching the 8th Beijing International Art Biennial with works that combine native elements with diverse styles. Cuba is represented by a painting by the famous painter Flora Fong, where she honors the Chinese project of the Strip and the Silk Road and highlights the possibilities it offers for cultural exchange in the world.
Six artists from Mexico emphasize the need to protect the planet, especially at times when ecosystems as important as the Amazon are in danger. There are also outstanding creators from Venezuela, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Argentina, among others, who are offering conferences on the different currents of contemporary art in their native lands.
The 8th Beijing International Art Biennial will run until September the 20th at the National Museum of Art of China. Some 640 works from 113 nations are on display, and according to the organizers, the high number of participants indicates the richness of different cultures in the world and also makes the event a solid platform for cultural exchange.
An academic symposium will discuss the responsibilities of artists in a shared future, a philosophy promoted by the Chinese President Xi Jinping to guarantee equal socioeconomic opportunities for the entire planet.
And that's it from us for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
And Rach Gamez. Until next time.